The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Thunder win last night.
What's funny is they didn't play a great game. KD and Russ both shot kind of poorly. Golden State had a big halftime lead, and I think the Warriors just kind of blew it.
You know, I'm not going to be surprised if they go on and win this series. I'm also not going to be surprised if the Warriors don't turn it on and win the next three. I still have no idea which way this is going to go, but I think that's much more entertaining than, oh, this is a foregone conclusion. The Warriors are going to win.
I'm with you. I guess there's people who expect Texas to give up the Longhorn Network for the greater good of the conference.
And that's not going to happen. And I think if you want to compromise on that, Texas keeps a Longhorn Network and the rest of the schools go to a Big 12 network.
Texas has a $300 million deal with ESPN. They have no good reason to walk away from that. And you could say, well, it's for the better of the conference. I don't care.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed anything from the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Talked about a lot of stuff there. And Jason says, apparently in Wayne's World, Garth asked Wayne the same thing. Did he find Bugs Bunny attractive as a female?
Okay.
I don't remember that, but well, I'm just saying.
Something you and Garth have in common.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, but then he came back and said, no, I don't. But, okay. Just saying, sometimes you're a little kid. Cute rabbit, that's all. And Disco, not surprised that I would like Velma over Daphne. It was more of a, if you had a chance, I mean, I feel like I would have a chance with Velma if she were real.
And if she weren't a lesbian.
Right. That's, well, I didn't realize that until later as a kid.
You don't understand that that's a possibility.
Right. I would just, I just assume that, hey, you know what? Okay. I could probably score this.
Yeah.
Daphne, a little over, out of my league. Velma, not so much. Then you find out, okay, well, really, Daphne, at least we're playing on the same team.
Right.
And Velma, not so much, but that's okay. Anyway. 713-780-ESPN. Just having a little fun on a Tuesday. Okay, I have a story I have to share with you. Maybe this is because, I don't know, maybe as a former journalist, this entertains me, but I think it's kind of funny anyway. Apparently, there's a guy who's a music and culture writer who's a really big noise.
Okay.
His name is Sasha Frere Jones. Which
okay. This isn't the guy that used to write for Culture Map here.
No. I have a Culture Map giveaway, by the way.
Man, we lost that guy. I'm so bummed.
Is he dead?
I haven't seen anything from him in a long time.
What was his name? John Baldwin?
Chris Baldwin.
Chris Baldwin, okay. Spanky Baldwin. Well, anyhow, Sasha Frere Jones was a big noise at the New Yorker magazine, which, okay, that's a... He was, and so the LA Times decided to hire him as a critic at large. I don't know if that means he's fat or what that really means, but apparently he was like a huge, huge deal. Well, apparently he is, after 10 months, no longer employed by the LA Times.
Not that big of a deal anymore.
No, but apparently the reasons for that, first off, he recently filed a $5,000 expense report for a venue that the paper discovered was actually a strip club.
Oh, no.
Asked to explain, he said he was writing an article about a rapper, but according to someone at the paper, the rapper's representatives told them that they had no idea what he was talking about, that no interview had taken place. He'd also accepted a luxury trip sponsored by Dom Perignon, which you can't really do in the newspaper business. We can do that because... We're ready. Right. We don't care. So, Dom, if you want to send us, dude, we're in. But he canceled at the last minute, so the champagne company called the newsroom to see if anyone else might be interested in going in his place, which was apparently news to the editors, who also found out that he had promised Coachella coverage to an artist in exchange for free transportation to the event. And also, apparently, he only wrote 45 stories between August and April, which, you know, apparently not a lot when you're covering the arts beat. He said he didn't even cover the big cultural music events. He wrote a single preview story 3 days before the Grammys, but none the night of the Grammys or the days following. Of course, the paper wouldn't comment on the reason for his abrupt departure. But he was pop critic of the New Yorker from March 2004 to December 2014. And then he was named one of the top 30 critics in the world by Intelligent Life, whatever that is.
Miss him already.
Yeah. But when asked if he had cleared his desk out at the LA Times, the newsroom insider said no, they cleared it for him. And their only response was, we don't generally provide comment on employment matters such as this. With his permission, I can tell you that he decided to transition to freelance so he could focus on writing a book, which is under contract with FSG. Yeah, okay. So not wise guys for that. But so yeah,
I'm sure he chose to do that.
$5,000. And these are newspapers. Even the LA Times, they don't spend that kind of money anymore.
Five G's, on anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yes, Lola Bunny or Bug. Lola, of course. Of course, Lola. People say the real life Velma's not so bad.
There is no real life Velma.
Well, somebody says, from what I've seen on Pornhub, both Daphne and Velma play on all the teams. Do they have that on Pornhub?
You can check during the break.
I'm just saying tomorrow I might have some free time during the day.
Okay.
We have to check that out. The show's just gone to hell, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's give away this Culture
Absolutely
Map thing. How about this? Two tickets to the third annual Culture Map Tastemaker Awards, a celebration of the top restaurants and bar talent in Houston, Wednesday, May 18th at the Asia Society. Sample bites from 10 of the best restaurants in town. Tickets are still available. Log on to culturemap.com/tastemakers and get yours today. Caller number 10. This is tomorrow for the third annual Culture Map Tastemaker Awards.
All right.
Or Tacit Maker Awards, as it says on here. So,
well,
yeah, that'd be cool. Top bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
I like bars and restaurants. In fact, my Hey Man Bleep That Today involves restaurants.
Okay.
That's my tease.
All right.
Something that restaurants do that people love that I can't stand.
That most people love and you don't love.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious. There might be some people who hate this as much as I do.
All right.
So we're going to do that last segment, and we've got two great giveaways for the two best.
All right.
Just so you know. There'll be one loser just because you need – I know it's important to you that
we
have one
loser. I like to have a loser, yeah.
I like for everybody to win because I love the people. But
then, I mean, you're a participation trophy guy, so
– not really.
By the way,
because these people dialed well,
that
they at least won by dialing.
That, like, they sent a text out that they wanted to get my kids' team trophies.
Yeah,
my kids' baseball team that didn't win a single game this year. I said no, those kids don't get trophies. Are you kidding me? You go 0-12. You should not get a trophy.
No, you should get a shame bell.
Yeah, but they think it's like. Part of baseball is at the end of the season, you're supposed to get a trophy, which I don't believe whatsoever. So,
you know what? I still have, my grandmother keeps like all of our trophies from when we were kids.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'll go look at the ones I have. They're all for winning the league or throwing a no-hitter or leading the league in batting 1 year. I don't have any participation trophies.
No.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah.
See, now we're sounding like things were so much better when we were growing up. All right, we're gonna take a phone call here. Shrek?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, Shrek.
I was the guy that called last week about the dating advice. Told me to give you guys a follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw her today and it didn't go so well. I pretty much choked under pressure. I just said, like, hi, and, you know, saw her badge and then let her go through. I don't know why. I just couldn't think of something to say, even, yeah. I don't know what it is. I just kind of, I don't know if it was, like, nervousness or just being, like, shy or being overwhelmed. I don't know, because I hadn't seen her in a couple of days, so, yeah.
Do you want to, do you want us to set up a dating game for you and try to get you some, to try to get you a chick?
No, man, no. I don't need a dating game. I was just letting you guys know. You guys should follow up. And
I'm just letting you know. I've had a lot of success with this in my radio career of helping people find love.
I mean, I kind of had my eyes on this chick, but I don't know why. For some reason, every time I run into her, it just, like, things don't go well. And yeah,
you understand that, you know, not every chick is for you. And so if this chick, I mean, listen, the reality is you're a 30-year-old virgin.
Right.
I understand you might have your eyes on this one particular chick. She may not be the one for you, you know, or at least not the first one for you. So sometimes it's not the worst thing to get some experience before you go after that chick. You know what I mean?
Right. I know what you mean. But yeah, I was just wondering, that's what I was letting you know. I don't know why I just kind of choked up. And I mean, today would have been a really good day to talk to her too, because she was kind of like by herself. There wasn't really a lot of people coming in and out like it usually is. So, but I, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, you don't. It's okay to be nervous. There's nothing wrong with that. No, really, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't go into it thinking, hey, man, I want to date this girl. Just go into it that I want to talk to this girl. That's it, man. Take the pressure off yourself. Just start talking to her. If it evolves into that, great. You know, like when you were talking to her last week and she was kind of being a little forward. That's you let that happen. Just talk to her about whatever, man. The you know, who the Rockets are going to hire as head coach. Find something she's interested in. Just talk about that. And then, you know, just let things go naturally. And if it evolves into that, you'll be fine. If it doesn't, you haven't lost anything. You're putting too much pressure on yourself, man.
Before I played the dating game, I kind of wanted to, like, really give this chick a shot, but...
Try that.
Just try it out, and if it doesn't work, call us in a couple weeks, and we'll play a game. We'll have some chicks come in here. We'll help you find a chick that's right for you.
How do I get over, like, this nervousness? Like, because I don't know. Now it's like...
You man up. It's easy.
Just don't go into it thinking, I want to talk to this girl so we can go out and I eventually can bang her. Just go talk to her.
No, I'm not. I'm not even trying to... I'm just trying to, like AJ said, start small. Like, maybe coffee or ice cream, just take it one step at a time.
But don't even think about that first. Just strike up a conversation about whatever. Just get talking to her. And then worry about that stuff. Because, see, you already got all that in your head. That's why you're nervous. Oh, I'm going to ask her. No, don't even ask her out. Just talk to her a couple times. And then see where it goes. She might ask you out. And that makes it easy, right?
Right. Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
So you can do this, man. You can do this.
Listen,
I don't know. I mean, like I said, every time I come, every time, like, she comes and it's like right away, like I don't know, like my, instead of having like a normal voice, I start like my voice starts going like a couple of notches down. I mean, yeah, it's intimidating in a way.
Let me tell you what the good news is. The worst thing she can do is not like you. And it sounds like, you know, you might be halfway there already. You already kind of blew it with that chick before. You act crazy when she's around. She may not be the one, like I said. Throw it out there. You know what chicks like? Confidence. That's what they like. You got to have some confidence.
Yeah, but I'm not like the most confident dude.
Well, you
though.
Better I get mean, there.
I know, but that's what we're trying to tell you. Here's how you get confidence.
You better
just have the conversation. Don't be thinking about the other stuff. Just put all that out of your head, and then you'll find out, wait a minute, she does want to talk to me.
Even if you're not confident, you better have some fake confidence.
All right.
Yeah, so here's a good one, because Zach says, easiest way in, how was your day? How was your weekend? Girls love to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. People love, not just girls, everybody loves to talk about themselves. So just get her talking about herself. That's it. And then just let it go from there. Nothing okay. to it, man. Trust me on this. Trust me.
Okay. So next time I see her, I should just be like, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Where have you been?
And no, don't say where have you been.
No, that sounds stalkerish, man. Don't do that.
Just say, how have you been? How was your weekend? What'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, what's been going on? Okay. Anything new? You know, and just like that. Don't ask, haven't seen you. That's very stalkerish. You got to be careful with that.
Tomorrow, if I'm at her department, I should just be like, hey, how you doing? What was the next part? I already forgot.
Ask her
what she's doing this weekend.
Yeah, ask her
if she has any weekend plans.
Or did she do anything fun last weekend? Something like that. That's all.
I feel like by tomorrow it's gonna be Wednesday, and it's too late to ask about.
Probably so. You want to start looking ahead. You got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah.
Not insinuating you want to be in on those. Just ask what she's up to.
And be prepared, because she may, if things go well, she may ask you what you've got going on this weekend. And if you don't have anything going on, you need to make something up that's somewhat interesting. Don't just say, I'm going to sit around and think about you all weekend. That's weird. So
no, I would definitely not say that.
Have something ready. Have something in the chamber.
Oh, I got something ready. I'm going to let her know I'm going to a friend's birthday party.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Because I am going to a friend's birthday party this weekend. So.
All right. You're not trying to pick me up. You ain't got to tell me a story.
No, I know. I know that. I'm just okay.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. All right, y'all take it easy.
All right.
I still don't think this guy's for real.
I don't know.
I just don't think he's for real. I got to say. Because every time you give him a legitimate, logical answer, he comes up with another roadblock up.
Yeah.
Even if it's a troll job, it's funny. All right. I mean, obviously you can't do this at work, but a good shot of whiskey before you're going to talk to a girl helps every time. Every time. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Sorry, went way over on that, but it's important. If he's for real, I feel the need to help him. If he's not for real, then it's still been funny to me, so there's that. I'm not unsympathetic. There was a time when I was very shy. I mean, it was junior high, but still. It's never really been a problem for me to be able to talk to people, so I do feel bad for people who can't. So if he's serious, we will help. If he's not, well, it's been funny.
Shy, not something I've ever had much of a problem.
No, but that's... Now, John, you were always pretty shy. How'd you get over it?
Put myself out there. I got tired of being single, and I was like that guy back in high school, but then over the years you kind of, and working with you guys actually helps out the confidence game a lot.
Do you think that guy should get Tinder?
Yes,
I do too. I know he thinks he's like he's serious about this chick, but
yeah. And I signed up for a bunch of online dating sites. And then I actually paid for online dating sites. And the one dating thing that got me was a Tinder, a girlfriend. So that was free.
I would recommend that to him. It sounds like he's got his heart set on this one, which is never a good thing. You never just focus on one, especially when you're.
Well, and especially if you put her on a pedestal, it's going to be very hard to talk to. Talk to her.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get nervous every time he sees her, and he's going to fumble like I do when I used to do that.
Don't put her on a pedestal, okay?
Never put the pee on the pedestal.
No, right. Never. She farts just like you do, man. Just remember that.
She poops.
Yeah. Might not even flush it either. Yep,
that girl poops.
So, just... Lamont says, a killing part about Houston, H-Town women are aggressive. They'll talk to you in front of your woman. I've had that happen. Been women try to pick me up in front of my wife.
When we were in Dallas at the Super Bowl, some lady was buying you drinks.
Yeah.
Your wife was having dinner.
Yeah, right there.
She you kind of have to be like Carlos Gomez. You know, you strike out a lot, but you have to keep trying. And sometimes you get hurt and you get put on the disabled list, but you got to come
Gomez
back.
Carlos Gomez is a bad one because he hasn't hit a home run yet.
Yeah.
You need someone who strikes out a lot and then eventually hits a home run.
That's Evan Gattis.
Evan Gattis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can go with Evan Gattis. 832S, is this a new segment? Love Connection Blitz style. We're more than happy to help the people out. We can do a segment on this once a week.
We've always tried to do that.
Yeah, when people ask for advice, we give it. And, yeah, I will say that between the three of us, we can probably help people out most of the time. We've all been through everything there is to be through. And sometimes you learn from failure, as I have on many occasions. Happy to share those. It's just like gambling. I try to give people advice based on all the bad beats, you know, like Kanish.
Yeah.
Same thing with relationships.
So you don't have to go through them on your own.
Right, right. You don't want to have to, trust me, you don't want to have to go through two divorces and lose half your crap twice.
No one does.
Nobody wants to do that. So I'm just kind of laying out how the bad beats happen. That's all. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Sorry about that. Sorry about going over, Jong, but...
Well, it had to be done.
Yeah. So, this will be a quick segment. When we come back, though, can we talk about Stephen A. Smith and Curt Schilling?
Sure.
Because there's a potential debate there.
All right.
And I'm kind of curious because I just wonder... Well, we'll talk about it when we come back, if it's not setting something up. Also, I have a story that's just kind of very strange about Jeremy Shockey.
Okay.
Who we haven't talked about in years for good reason.
Yeah.
And I still want to get to Russell Wilson making stuff up in the commencement speech.
Okay.
At some point, because I know you love Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But we better do all that next segment, because the last segment we have Hey Man Bleep That.
Yeah, we're already running
out of
time.
Golly, man, the show's just flying. All right, we'll get to as much as we can. Quick break, it's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. All right. So, I don't know if you saw this, but Stephen A. Smith getting tired of all of the Curt Schilling bagging on ESPN stuff.
Okay. I have not seen it.
He has challenged Curt Schilling to a debate.
Oh, I can't wait to not watch that.
Yeah, he says, you want to sit here and have a debate about what really went on? Name the time and place, and I'll show up with the permission of ESPN, of course.
Of course. He's got money to get.
I guess listening to my boss makes me a bad guy. Well, guess what? I'd rather be bad than stupid. You know, it'd be fun if they were to bring Schilling back to do First Take.
That would be fun. That's what they're setting it up for.
If that's what they're setting it up, like a wrestling thing?
That's what it would be like.
Yeah. That would be awesome, right? Then I love it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just kind of, eh. Who cares, Stephen A?
Yeah, I got nothing for that. I'm not a... I don't like Curt Schilling. I don't like Stephen A. Smith.
That's why they'd be perfect on First Take, because I didn't like Skip Bayless either.
That's true.
I didn't watch the show, but...
Maybe a good fit.
That would be an entertaining show. And, yeah, I just... I mean, you want controversial, you got it.
Yeah.
The other story, this is just bizarre. I guess Jeremy Shockey and Warren Sapp have had some kind of feud for a long time. I don't know if you're...
I'm not familiar with their...
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't really care about either guy. But apparently, Shockey claims some legal documents pertaining to Warren Sapp's bankruptcy were sent to Shockey's address. So he put them all on Twitter.
Okay.
And he says, damn, Sap, how are they going to send your mail to one of my apartments? Handle your business big time. Hashtag bankruptcy. I guess sticking with your source, huh? LOL. Okay, I'm wondering, because these two don't like each other, and there's been a lot of stuff going on. Is there some spurn lover going on here?
Maybe so.
I mean, why else would his stuff be getting sent to Jeremy Shockey's apartment?
That's interesting.
Yeah, just throwing that theory out. I don't know if it's a good theory, but
yeah.
And then Jay on Twitter said, we now have Golovkin Alvarez fight available to Golden Nugget. Golovkin -330, Alvarez +270. Must fight by May 7th. I actually thought Golovkin would be a much bigger favorite than that. I saw -600 was what the number would be a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to believe, because I saw, I think RJ Bell, in fact, may have been the one who put out -600.
Yeah. 832 says, LOL, y'all don't like anyone. That's not true at all. It's not true at all. I don't like Stephen A. Smith. I don't find him entertaining. I don't like Curt Schilling. I don't find him entertaining. So what? That doesn't mean I don't like anybody. I just don't like those guys. Didn't like Skip. I think they're fake. I think all those guys go out of their way to create takes to be what they think is provocative. And I don't subscribe to that way of thinking. And I'm not going to make stuff up just to get attention. And I don't like that. Yeah. I like people who honestly believe what they say. And if they don't believe it, then they're at least telling you, well, I can see this side of it. I mean, I don't like people who create stuff and then won't change their mind about it. That's just, it's not for me. There's a lot of people I do like. Well, let me think about that for a minute. You're right. I don't like anybody. I like AJ. I don't mind Raheel. I like Granato. I like him. We have Jerome on.
Is that it?
Jerome's good. I like one of the mics, but not the other.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which one, because it just depends on the day.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No, it's just that type of television isn't for me. So
I mean, it's basically guys saying ridiculous things to get other people to talk about them.
Right, and I throw Bomani.
Good for them. If they can do it, they can do it.
Bomani Jones, Dan Le Batard, all those guys I throw into the same stuff.
I just have a hard time lying.
Well,
things I don't believe.
Yeah, there are times when I know something's going to tweak you that I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, just to get you riled up a little bit. But then I usually tell people that, yeah, that's what I was doing. Especially when you get really mad about it. It's always funny. But that's about it. And that's just kind of good-natured tweaking. That's not really making stuff up.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, Tim Tebow's the greatest. And Johnny Manziel, the Texans will regret not drafting Johnny Manziel. That's just a dumb take. And it's done to get hits, and it's done to get people to watch. And then when he turns out to be a bust and you keep trying to defend it, That's just not me. And I'm wrong about stuff. I'll be the first one to tell you when I'm wrong. I didn't think the Thunder were going to beat the Spurs.
No.
I didn't see that coming. Does that mean I'm going to pull a Skip Bayless and tweet out, I don't see the Thunder winning a game against the Warriors? That's ridiculous. That's why he got called out for it. And right now, I don't, I mean, I still think the Warriors are going to win, but it's not going to surprise me. So am I supposed to just stand up here and pound my fists on and say, oh, the Warriors are going to win this series? Hell, I don't know. I think the way the Thunder are playing right now, it's going to be very interesting. But I don't have a clue who on earth is going
to
win that thing.
But even if you said that, that wouldn't quite be first take-ish. You'd have to have said that, you know, the Rockets were going to beat the Warriors.
Yeah, well, here's what I'd have to say. The Warriors are winning the next four games in this series by 25 points. They are going to bend the Thunder over. And it's going to sound like, wee, wee, wee. That's what's going to happen. That'd be first take-ish. Minus the sound.
Yeah. Do you see this, the way that Freddie Gonzalez found out he got fired?
I did not.
An hour or so after the Braves lost to the Pirates, Gonzalez received an email notifying of notifying of his scheduled flight to Atlanta on Tuesday afternoon. And Freddie said, that's weird because we're in Pittsburgh through Thursday.
Not you, sir.
The Braves had already made the decision to fire him and booked his commercial flight home Tuesday, but didn't plan to tell him he'd been fired until Tuesday morning after the president of baseball operations flew to Pittsburgh to join the GM. Later Monday night, after getting the email, Gonzalez eventually had confirmed by Braves top officials what he was already sure of by then, that he's fired. So there's not a great time to do it. He says, I think you do it when they feel like the time is right, so they did it. I will tell you this. Through all this stuff, my team has played hard. They busted their asses. They had to answer questions they shouldn't have had to answer about the manager. And per man, they all handled it with class and played their asses off. All right.
Well, they haven't played their asses off all year, so.
I mean, they're pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't know what firing a manager of a team that you knew was going to be bad. I don't know what difference that makes at this stage of the season, but okay. 713 asks, would you be a troll like Skip for $5 million a year? Honestly, no.
Oh, I would.
I know, but I wouldn't.
I would, but I wouldn't respect myself.
No, I don't. For one thing,
it would be very difficult, though. It's very difficult to just fake it.
Yeah, it is. And it would be like being an actor and playing a role.
It's so much more work to make up takes and keep up with them and...
Yeah, and not move from them.
Yeah, than it is to just say what you actually feel. That's way easier.
Yeah. $10 million a year, maybe. $5 million,
That's a year. You're getting shortchanged there.
Yeah, that's not really enough for me. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got to get you guys on hold. We're going to play Hey Man Bleep That when we come back. We have two of you are going to win. Here's what you're going to win. Two tickets to the USA Basketball Showcase presented by Verizon. You've seen them battle each other. Imagine what they can do together. USA Basketball Showcase will feature the USA Basketball Men's National Team playing the 2015 FIBA Africa Zone champion, Nigeria. This is Monday, August 1st at the Toyota Center. Tickets are on sale now. Visit HoustonToyotaCenter.com to purchase yours today. So you're going to see all your favorite players at Toyota Center. Two tickets. So two of you are getting two tickets. We're going to say callers 10, 11, and 12. You have to hold on through the break. You'll be assigned one of the three of us. One of you is going to be a loser. The other two?
Champions.
Yes, you get tickets. So... we'll see how it goes.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. He is one of just four board-certified DWI specialists here in the entire state of Texas. And that's a small number for such a big state, but it takes a lot to get that title. And Gary Trichter, what he does is he's an expert when it comes to defending DWI cases on the base of science and police science and the faults behind police science. Remember, those breath tests that they give you, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. Most states have abandoned the technology because it's just antiquated. Failing the breath test isn't the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. They're going to notice that your actual blood wasn't even tested. They're going to notice that that it's not doctors testing your blood. It's not being done in a sterile environment where, you know, you can actually see what's in the blood. There's a lot of faults in this science, and like I said, Gary Trichter, one of only four guys in the state who have been named board certified DWI specialist. If you failed the breath or blood test, don't leave it to just some guy in the phone book. Don't leave your future to that guy. Call Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. You never know when you'll need it. 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's a double wet header tomorrow at Constellation Field. The Sugarland Skeeters take on the Long Island Ducks at 6:05 and 8:05. Bring the whole family to the baseball park. It's affordable family fun. The Blitz will be on-site broadcasting live beginning at 4. Log on to thesugarlandskeeters.com to get your tickets now. And for all the details, and the Astros have brought Evan Gattis and Carlin Moran up now.
Yeah, I was stretching right before that segment started, and now like my whole neck feels like I'm
old age, hurt. Man. Hurt. Gets you every time.
You pull something?
I don't know.
All right.
Terrible.
Here's how this is going to work. AJ goes first today. AJ's playing for Jamie. Jong is playing for Matt. I'm playing for Jeremy. Two of you are going to get USA Basketball Showcase tickets. One of you is going to be disappointed. And basically, this is just something we pick out of the air every week. It's called Hey Man, Bleep That. We'll let AJ lead it off.
All right. I've always been suspicious of the NBA lottery. I don't know how it works necessarily. I think that...
Somebody just tweeted out a thing. It's like four pages long on how it works.
Yeah, I think it's all kind of rigged somehow. But what I do know is that Dikembe Mutombo tweeted out, I guess it was like 5 o'clock today. Congrats to the Sixers on grabbing the number one spot in the NBA draft. Hashtag fill a first. And some people, including Joel Embiid, said, what? Because the actual drawing doesn't take place until 7 o'clock tonight. And now Mutombo is saying, sorry guys, got excited about the Sixers odds and got ahead of myself. Still keeping my fingers crossed for tonight. Does that strike you as...
Why would Dikembe Mutombo know, though?
Dude, I don't know. I mean...
If it's rigged, the Lakers are getting the number one pick. They want the Lakers. I mean, they don't want the... Sixers are like the Edmonton Oilers in the NHL. They don't want them to have the number one pick ever again.
Sixers damn near always have the first pick, it seems.
Yeah, and they screw it up, so...
And they've got the best chance tonight of getting the first pick. But if they do... Now, even though they're the favorites, even if they do get the first pick, I'm going to continue to be suspicious because Dikembe Mutombo is tweeting things out 2.5 hours before the drawing. Congratulations. That seems shady to me. I think they've got to find a new way to do this NBA draft lottery. I think they have to now, especially if the Sixers win tonight.
All right. So...
Hey, man. Yeah, that.
Forgot about that. All right, Jong, your turn.
You guys saw Arthur Blank came out and released new concession stand prices?
No.
Well, they call it family-friendly prices. He's basically saying a family should be able to come out and spend $28 or less on purchases and on concession stands. So he made non-alcoholic beverages, unlimited refills for $2.
Wow.
Bottled water for $2. Hot dogs, pretzels, popcorns for $2. Peanuts, pizzas, nachos, waffle fries for $3. And 12-ounce domestic beers for $5. Sounds pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to listen to what Texans.com has for their concession stand prices. Now, these aren't all the same because I guess they sell different things. Bottled water, $2. Draft beers, $5. Coca-Cola combos, which I guess come with other stuff, is $5. And then they have your value meal baskets for $10. And my thing is, he makes it seem like it's so infinitely cheaper at the new Falcon Stadium than it is anywhere else. And I'm like, and everyone's like running articles like, oh my God, Arthur Blank is so family friendly and all this different stuff. And I'm kind of like, he's kind of a sleazeball because he comes out and says it's family friendly, whereas you go to other I only pulled up the Texans website because we're in Houston and the prices are eerily similar, and today to that I say, hey man, fuck that.
To be fair, the Texans, at least I've got a list here of national average, the NFL price for a beer, and the Texans are the lowest price beer in the entire NFL at $5 a beer.
I couldn't tell you about their other concessions because all I do is drink beer when I'm there.
League average is $7.42. You want to get a beer at a Raiders game? $10.75.
Yeah, it's California.
Yeah.
It's going to be more expensive. All right. I don't know if anybody agrees with me on this or not, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Are you a fan of brunch?
Not really. I'm not a big breakfast eater.
Well, okay, then maybe, just maybe, you'll agree with me on this. I like to go to places. You know, I have kind of a rotation of places I like to go. And one of my favorite places is now doing brunch on Sundays. Okay. Which, okay, that's fine. It's a smaller menu. But they're doing brunch from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Now, it's not brunch after 2 o'clock, right? After 2 o'clock, I want lunch.
Right.
Or I want early dinner. So I went and I tried to get something off the regular menu. Oh, no, sir, we can't do it. We're only doing brunch today. And apparently, this is happening in a lot of places. If you go and they're having brunch, you can't order something off the regular menu, even if you're after 2 o'clock. I have to say, that sucks, all right? I mean, if I want a burger, damn it, I want a burger. I don't have to have an omelet at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because that's the best thing you have on the menu. Yeah. So if you're a restaurant and you're running brunches, that's great. I'm glad you get people in for that. But don't tell me I can't have something off your real menu that I like to eat off of a couple times a week. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
And right. Tyler's out today. His grandmother passed away. Oh, so we're going to have our intern, Matt, judge this.
All right.
So you just need to pick first and second, Matt.
I really like AJ, so this is number one. Second one would be Fred's.
Okay, right. So that means Jamie and Jeremy. Congratulations, you have won two tickets to the USA Basketball Showcase presented by Verizon. Congratulations, guys. Sorry, Matt, you dialed poorly. Well, you dialed well because you got in the final three, but then you got stuck with them.
Yeah.
See, I figured mine was either dead last or it would be first, that there wouldn't be a second. So I was wrong about that. Because if you don't agree with that, if you think, oh, no, brunch is special.
No, I'm not a big brunch guy.
John, how are you on brunch?
I like brunch.
Yeah, but at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you still want brunch?
Not at 2, but I...
How about at 3:30?
No. Okay. No.
That's...
But brunch has become very popular, especially around the city. So I could see... 4 o'clock is pushing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's fine. I know a lot of people like to go after church and all that.
I mean, if they say, like... You can have bottomless mimosas through brunch, and they keep it going till 4 o'clock. That's pretty good.
Except I don't like mimosas.
Well, usually they have Bloody Marys or mimosas.
I don't like Bloody Marys either.
I don't like Bloody Marys either. Only, I don't really like mimosas, the, but they only get you drunk.
The only breakfast, the only breakfast drink I do is like a screwdriver.
Okay.
So, all right, that's going to wrap it up. We will see you guys out at Sugarland tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.